This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Atlanta, can you believe this bull? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man.
It's good to have you listening. What a weekend it was, guys. And let's waste no time, Mike Bell, because the world is talking about this blown call that happened last night at Truist Park. And, you know, you can make all the jokes you want. Stevie Wonder, you know, Ray Charles. Pick your blind person, okay? It doesn't matter if you want to offend somebody. The fact is, if you have eyes, Mike, you saw this as plain as day like everybody else. But the guys in New York did see it that way. What the hell is going on?
You know, I'm just so used to it. I mean, I got angry like everybody else when you saw the replay and you saw even more angles after the fact. And you're just like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? It always comes back to the umpires. They are the immovable object in this farce. Because, Carl, it's like the other guys never want to show up the ump. Why are we doing this? I mean, let's break up the umpires union again. We did it 25 years ago, whatever it was. Let's do it again. Because fans go bananas. It's bad enough the NFL can't use replay, right? And here's something that everybody got to see around the country last night.
MLB supervisor, after the game, did provide a statement, basically courtesy of the New York Times, by the way, saying after reviewing all the relevant angles, there was only one you needed to see. He says the replay official could not definitively determine that the runner failed to touch home plate prior to the fielder applying the tag. The call stands. The runner is safe. Boo! Boo! You guys know I love Dansby Swanson, right? Here's the deal. Dansby, I know I heard you last night talking about how you were disappointed people were throwing stuff on the field and how Braves fans reacted. Let me tell you guys something. It's been a year since we've been able to react to sports, okay? There's a lot of pent-up aggression, Mike, right now, not only with Braves fans, I think around the country. So to see 25,000 people last night react the way they did, I'm sorry, I had no issues with it because it was a bad call. Oh, it makes the city look bad. Okay, whatever. I'm with Mike on this. Get the call right, and you don't have stuff thrown on the field.
And by the way, I mean, yes, it's not ideal, and you don't want to do that, but, you know, come on. It happens in every other city. You know, when we do it, people lose their minds because we're so genteel down here. We take it usually. Started with that ridiculous infield fly call with the Cardinals a couple years ago when they really unloaded stuff off the stands. I'm just, like I said, I'd like to get more fired up over this, but I'm so used to it now.
How are you used to it, Mike? This is the first time we've been robbed of
this. We've been screwed a few times by the umps with the Braves in the last five or six, but Rob Manfred is a clown. The umpires are, it's a joke. I mean, we've never maximized the technology. I mean, everybody sees it. I mean, I say it all the time, Carl. If you ever watch tennis, they can make a call on a ball being in or out in seconds.
True.
Using the Cyclops technology. We don't know what the strike zone is. They've created a rule where the catcher can or maybe cannot block the plate, and the player maybe or maybe not has to have a chance to get home. Well, Ozzie Albies didn't have a route to home plate against the Phillies last week. That wasn't a call. And then this thing last night was ridiculous. Now, look, I get it. Ozuna's not out there for his defense. Noodle arm, like six hopped it to the plate, but he was still out. You know, and I mean, the replay showed it. We have replay in place to get it right, and they still screw it up.
Yeah, and by the way, it was a two-hopper. I thought Ozuna threw a good ball in there.
No, I mean, look, he has this little hitch to his giddy-up. He did this in Philly. He kind of double-clutched. I don't know how to describe it, Carl, but there's a hitch in the motion. Okay. I mean, if he just comes up a little bit sooner, I think it's obviously going to be he'll be out by a stride.
Well, with or without that, he was out. And Braves fans, we want to know what you're thinking. Obviously today, you know, with my history of covering Major League Baseball, I was like, yeah, let me just call the office and see. And I'm going to tell you guys later in the show what happened. All right, stay tuned. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can always find us on social media. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes, Mike Bell, ATL. And, of course, follow this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, and this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up with what's going on. I'm fired up because of multiple reasons. Whether you missed the call, this is the function of replay. And to Mike's point about trying to get it right, there was no trying. This is plain as day. And so if you blow this call now, right, the fear is what other calls are going to be blown when it really matters. It's so early in the season. And some guys hit me up today and they were like, man, you know, there's 100 and some odd more games. Yes, there is. But this is a division. We may scratch to try to win. So all these games within our division matter. You know, they swept us. Okay, well, guess what? We just won a series against them, and we could have potentially swept them last night if it wasn't for this cheating. So the Mets, we haven't seen yet. Mm-hmm. This division is not going to be easy. And just to say, oh, we can give a game here or there, and on top of that, to have the umps take the game away, that's bullcorn.
Didi pops that one into the opposite field. Ozuna's got it. Bum's going to try it. Here he comes, and he's safe on the play. Wow! On a shallow fly ball into left field, they roll the dice with Ozuna's arm, and Bohm is able to score on a bang-bang play at the plate.
I don't know what's worse, the fact that we got screwed by the umps or had to listen to Matt Viskersian and A-Rod last night.
Oh, man, A-Rod. Boy, that was tough.
Well, it's always tough, and Matt Viskersian, just don't try so hard to be Vin Scully and just let the pictures do the talking. It's not radio, Sparky, it's television.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, but I digress. I mean, but that was a cherry on top of the crap Sunday, how that game finished. And another thing, you know, and I'm already, and here we go, Carl, we got some of these Braves fans. Oh, we shouldn't have re-signed Ozuna. Where's your perspective? We shouldn't have signed Smiley. That guy's blown 2-3-run leads so far. That's what I'm more irked about.
Yeah. When I look at the big picture of things, this offense has come alive. Acuna is on fire, which we'll talk about. Freddie is killing it. Offenses, they're scoring runs for you. I mean, Smiley, yeah, he needs to be better. But if you're looking at this last night, just last night, I'm not talking about anything, nothing else. Last night, and you're pointing the finger at Ozuna's throw or anything else, look at what happened at the plate. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about if you're worried about all this other stuff. We lost 7-6 only because of this play. So I don't know what you guys are talking about. We're playing well. The offense has come along. Well, what are you mad about? I don't get it. What you should be focused on is how do we get this fixed so we don't get cheated in the future?
As I said, you know, I mean, there's two things you can fix baseball. Everyone talks about speeding the game up and how younger viewers don't want to watch because it takes forever. And it does, you know, because you can't get the bat off the batter's shoulders. Call the strike zone. I mean, you might sacrifice a little offense in the short term, but you'd speed the game up. I mean, we got screwed a few times in Philly. And again, the Mickey Mouse rule changes and crap. And not to get political, it was what it was, and we know why, but, you know, the All-Star game and everything else, you just feel like the Braves are just getting hosed left and right here. So now, moving forward, what do they do? What's Manfred going to say? We're going to replay this? Now, remember, guys, for younger listeners out there, when George Brett got nailed for pine tar, which was completely erroneous call, the umps blew that call. Pine tar can only go the width of the plate. Remember that, Carl, on the length
of
the bat?
Yes.
Home run should have beat the Yankees. They went back and replayed it. If this division comes down to one game, we better have a chance to replay this, pick this game up right there.
See, I know you guys aren't thinking like that. You're not thinking that way. This could come down to half a game.
Well, I mean, again, it's an active division with some of the best teams in baseball. Marlins at some point will get hot. That's always been our nemesis. But yeah, this one is so cut and dry. Everybody in the country, Philly fans know they got away with one. Everybody knows it.
Oh, yeah, they do know. Yeah, today they're talking about it. I can't believe they blew that call down there in Atlanta. Yeah, whatever. It's Dukes and Bell. We want to hear from you guys. We'll continue to talk about it. We got to turn the page. This team has to. It's hard because that was ugly last night. But Marlins are coming in here, and to Mike's point, they're not going to have any mercy or worried about a blown call last night. We'll talk more about the Braves coming up. Let's give you a chance to win some money right now. Yeah, I would have given the ump a treat last night. Treat is the word, T-R-E-A-T. Treat. Text it to 72881. That's 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Mike, all the rules and regulations. 929thegame.com/rules. Go ahead.
Treat yourself to some Dukes and Bell. Watermelon Lime. Finally got my hands on it, man.
I saw your picture this weekend, man. How did you enjoy it?
I forgot how good it tasted because it's been so long. It's been 3 years, like, well, 2 years since we had a chance to sample it. Home opener, 2019? Yep. But anyway, appreciate the listeners who told us they had it down at Cheers in Peachtree City. And then Becky was laughing because I'm sitting here in the pool. I literally jumped out of the pool, whoosh, threw on some shorts, and whoosh, in the Batmobile, I was down there, and I snagged two six-packs. It's really starting to move, thanks to our buddies at Georgia Crown. They're really starting to stock all the shelves all around Metro Atlanta, so if you don't have it, ask for it.
Yeah, I was out today, as a matter of fact, and I stopped at Bullock's, and the guys there, they carry Hey Man, and I was like, tell me you guys, and they just shook their heads. We got it. They were excited. I was like, yeah, show me the way. Show me the way! So they showed me, and Mike, I took a picture, I'll show it, and it's... I feel like a parent. It's like one six pack of Hey Man stacked next to a watermelon lime six pack, and I'm like, oh, it was like the heavens opened up. All of a sudden, it was glorious when I saw it. So, anyways, I got to send the picture.
But here's the problem: you need to buy like 3 cases. It goes down like soda. I told Chris,
it really does.
I killed a six pack at like one. I mean, I don't think Matsuyama even made the turn, and I killed like a six pack and a half. So, not driving anywhere, guys, just floating around like a big fat manatee. But, yeah, man, it really is good stuff. So, hope you all enjoy.
Big shout-out to Steven this weekend. He sent me a picture, a buddy of mine, and he was like, yo, this is really good. And he had some barbecue, some burnt ends. He was like, I think it's a good combination. And he goes, man, this goes down easy. I was like, careful, Chief, careful. Hey, man, we got plenty to talk about today. We got a bunch of guests that are going to stop by, including our Jason Longshore. He is going to stop by, guys, CONCACAF. Second leg tomorrow. What is Atlanta United going to do? We'll talk to Jason coming up at 2:40. Coach Nate McMillan of our Atlanta Hawks is going to stop by at 4:20. Mm. Great weekend for the Hawks, which we'll hit it and certainly get into.
There's a million things that happened this weekend. You were out in Augusta. We'll get that vibe because that was fun to watch. That was history in the making. But I watched a little bit because I was watching the Masters, but then I went back and watched the whole thing last night because I was still steaming. I was so fired up I couldn't sleep after the Braves game. This is arguably, guys, if you remember how the Clippers thing went down, we nearly blew a 17-point lead. It was like a 27-point swing. We were down 10. It was unbelievable. With a bunch of, I'm not going to say stiffs, because these guys are all doing a great job and contributed, but Bogdanovich, the backups, Lou Williams, Clint Capella. I know we're going to get to it in depth, but this was a fantastic win against a team you want to beat to secure that 4 seed.
Wow. Oh, I don't know. Man, it's close. It might have looked like Bohm's foot came up.
Yeah, you think he was out? I
wasn't going to. Usually, if I say BS, I'll either write BS out or I'll spell with a dash. I just spelled bold blank out last night because that's the way everybody was feeling after that call went down.
All right, man. 404-741-0929. It's bigger than last night. Major League Baseball has an issue. They've had an issue. How many times have you seen these calls overturned? It never matters. Dukesism. Until it's your team. And last night it was. We're coming back. Headlines next. No call. It's just terrible. It would be one thing if it was 1975 and some people in the stands saw it. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have HD and 25 angles to see this from. But it's not. It's 2021. Technology is allowing us to be better. And last night, baseball blew it. And, you know, Mike, you said the umps don't want to get shown up.
Right.
It's interesting you bring that up because I'm going to talk about this later on in the show. But I did call the Major League Baseball office today to talk to somebody about this. And it's interesting you bring that up because I do think that is an element, right? The umps, I don't want to say they have full and complete and total power. Mm-hmm. But if you start changing calls and judgment calls and this becomes the norm – the umpire's going to be in their bag, right?
But that's the thing. I mean, how did we get down this road again? For those younger guys and ladies out there, there was a time where the umpires, you know, it's almost like when Reagan fired the air traffic controllers. The umpires union just basically tried to bluff baseball. Baseball said, we'll fire you. And then you guys going to all reapply for a job. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then basically all the same cronies, the Joe West of the world, all these hacks kind of worked their way back in, where now we've got these guys that are all strutting around. We talk about Angel Hernandez, all these guys. It is what it is. It's like we need leadership. Manfred needs to cull these jerks out, get guys in, and more importantly, find a video service. I mean, the way they're going to use this thing, so it services the fan and the teams the right way, where you get the call the right way, and nobody's ego gets bruised. And just like we said with the Ravens want in the NFL to have a skybox official. One night you're behind home plate, the next night you're behind second, right. The next night you're behind third, and then the following night you are the official. You can do it. I mean, if you want to have it in New York, so be it. It just, I never understood why everybody at home can sit on their chair in their Barca lounger and know the call, except for the stooges that are sitting there looking at their little mini TVs on their headphones behind home plate.
I'm hot today. I hope you are. It won't change the outcome of the game. People have asked me today, Dukes, will they replay this? No, they're not.
Well, here's the thing, though. You don't have, now, when we were kids, when we were younger, you had National League and American League presidents. They merged it all into the MLB, Major League Baseball.
Right.
So you... Now, I asked Dave O'Brien, and I haven't heard yet, and I the articles I read didn't say, they said they were going to speak with baseball. In the old days, you would file right, but you'd file a complaint with the president. The president would then kick it to the commission. They'd rule on it. George Brett, they went back and replayed that game after George Brett hit the home run at Yankee Stadium back in 1981. Why can't we do that now?
You had more input, to your point, back then, from the league president and the people from that, you know, whether it was National or American, who supported those efforts. I don't feel that way. I don't.
But what if it comes down to the division, as we said earlier?
Oh, it could. That's what pisses me off about this, Mike. I mean,
and we're just going to let it slide, just like the Rams Saints, where everybody knew it was screwed up.
I'm not saying we should let it slide. I think Braves fans should be upset about this. And again, this is where we, as a collective group, say, hey, MLB. We don't want to get screwed in the future. So what are you going to do about this? And that was my point of calling today. But the bottom line is, when they make these official rulings and it's the call stands, the runner's safe, they're not going to make up a game in a year, okay? And I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, where they're still dealing with COVID as the Nationals. And they're worried about guys being on the road and all this stuff. And they don't know if the games are going to be made. I know we're moving forward. The point is, it just gives them more crap to worry about when they'll say, well, the Braves can make that up because they'll play the Phillies, you know, 13 more times. That's how Major League Baseball will look at this. Unfortunately, that's how they will look at this. You're going to tell me, what are we going to do? Go back to the moment in the game where it's 6-6 and put who at the plate? Is Brom on base? I mean, come on. They're not going to do that. And that's what's so upsetting. 404-741-0929. It's our Salomon Brothers Diamond text line. Lots of great texts coming in as well.
You know, the thing is, and this is why, look, we all hate the Saints, and there's another Saints meme that's out there with the Falcons. We'll talk about that in Guy Talk coming up. But the Saints-Rams, look, the Saints still had to go and play. You still had to pivot. The game wasn't lost on that play, but it should have been a huge moment. Anybody who knows the NFL knows how that thing went down. You know what? It's just when you have these kind of things happen, why should I, or someone who paid money last night to go to the ballpark, invest your effort and time into a sport when the sport is no better than professional wrestling? That's my thing. I mean, you have all these mechanisms in place. You have review, and yet you still fail to use it properly. What's the point? Why should I even watch? Why should I bother if you can't govern your sport accordingly?
Well, you hope that these things, that you don't get cheated out of games like last night. Now, here's the thing. Do we win this game last night? This call, if this call's not made, again, we lose 7-6. It's a one-run game. Lots of crap happens in one-run games. Relievers come in and blow things. You get pinch-hit home runs like with Sandoval what's our other guy's name? Adoranza. Mm-hmm. You know, you get crazy things that happen in one-run games, but the fact is, this is not how we expected to lose this one. And if it was cut and dry, and let's just say Brom, this is the Phillies player, guys. That's who was coming home, Alec right. Brom. And let's just say he was safe. I'd have no issues today. I'd say, damn, great play. You know, guy got home. We lost, so be it. But there's something fundamentally wrong in America where you get cheated.
Get hosed by the man. Well, hey, look, here's the other thing. If you bet on the Braves last night in the money line, DraftKings refunded your money. I mean, Major League Baseball, this is what I love. Okay, baseball wants to get cozy with gambling now. We're finally moving into that world. DraftKings offers a refund. It says, safer out, doesn't matter. We are refunding all moneyline bets on the Braves. That posted last night after the game. I mean, this is, all right, now I don't know if you guys know something about the House. The House generally doesn't like to give money back, okay? They've taken that step. They've done it before in other situations, which is cool and admirable for somebody like that. But Major League Baseball, meanwhile, Rob Manfred will make some weak-ass comment. Well, we got to work better to get the better result, and I'm going to go sit in my office and make a necktie out of paper clips because I'm a freaking idiot. No, I mean, that's what you're going to get. Nothing's going to come from this. It's just functionaries, bureaucracies, BS. Umpires, then nobody wants to show them up. Bunch of fathead jerks who have somehow they've made themselves where they are immovable in this equation. Creating the problems which we're trying to fix in the sport. Like moving the game along because these idiots can't call a strike zone. Let alone get something. Now, look, last night, Carl, bang, bang, play. Difficult play to call safer out. That's what the technology's there for.
That's right.
It's there to use.
As humans, we're going to make mistakes. I don't blame the home plate umpire.
Yes. I mean, it's like, okay, now let's get it right. Right.
As I said, the guy in New York is the guy that should be fired today. The guy at home plate, he saw it how he saw it. Okay, but then let's go to the tape.
Hey, you know, you and me, there's guys, you and I work with guys in radio. They pretend to be infallible, like they're computers, and they never make mistakes. They're the biggest jackasses. There's a couple in this city. But, I mean, seriously, we have producers. If I get a name wrong, if I get a fact wrong, I get a guy in my ear. Because I don't care who's helping me, whether it's Squidbilly or Chris or Sean or you, we get it right.
Try to.
There's no ego involved. Hey, oh, because you speak extemporaneously 5 hours. Look, you're calling a game with a lot of things moving, a lot of moving parts happening very fast. All right? But these guys apparently have these egos now that, oh, no, we can't show them up. And the brother, it's almost like the mob with Omerta. You know, these guys don't want to go across the line. It's ridiculous.
I'm glad you woke up. 404-741-0929 is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line for somebody who said, I've seen this before. Now you feel it.
Now you got me hot. Now you know
what? But you know what? You should be. And so should every Braves fan in this city and around the country. Last night was crap. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Hey, how about Bogdanovich? Coach Nate McMillan's going to join us, guys, 4:20.
Our first chance to talk to him, right, since he became coach?
It is. I think he went on with the midday guys. I think he went on with Andy and Randy right after that. And so this is our first time to chop it up with him. But listen, I'm excited because this team, they're kind of playing above their head right now. Did you see how many guys were out on Sunday, Mike?
We had 7 guys off the roster last night. I mean, Red Velvet contributed. Lou Williams. Lou, you
Lou.
Got – again, you, anybody want to argue with us about Lou Williams now? Why we were so excited we were picking up Lou? Lou stepped up last night. Instant offense. He hit a crazy shot behind the basket, fading out of bounds. I mean, he had some unbelievable buckets last night.
So we went on Friday. That was an incredible win because Trey went off for 42, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. Just Trey being Trey. And then last night, a lot of guys out, and a guy stepped up. Let's hear from Bogdanovich.
Right after the game against Memphis, you know, I told him, like, you saw what happened. Like, we couldn't stop him, like, in the paint. We couldn't get that one block like he had against Zion, against New Orleans. Like, these guys were tough to guard, too. But, you know, he made that, like, stop game changer, what I call.
He's talking about Capella, 20-15 last night for Clint Capella. And, oh, by the way, let me address the elephant in the room. Was it a nice dunk? Yes. But give me the dub every day of the week.
Again, if you are some I sound like my dad. It still counts for two. It's great. You want to make a poster of this guy? Knock it out. Okay. I mean, I was sitting courtside, Carl, when they were building State Farm. Back then it was Phillips Arena. And I remember Dikembe getting postered by Vince Carter. And everybody telling Dikembe, don't let him come in the paint. Not in my house. And it became a poster. So I understand the ramifications of a play like that. But still, Capella, you know what I love, though? Capella didn't turn his back.
No.
Capella didn't go side saddle like so many guys or Puskators do in the NBA.
Cody Zeller, offensive rebound. Bridges! Oh, my God!
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Oh, my word. The filthiest of the filthy.
Okay, there you go. What are we, 12 years old? Okay, then meanwhile, we pop, come down and Bog pops a 3. How'd that work out?
Well, listen, take the L, and we'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
Honestly, and as I said, I love a good dunk just like everybody else.
Oh, and it was good. Don't get me wrong.
But at the end of the day, if you play in this league, and I'm talking about the NBA, okay, ask them all. Magic. Barkley, Bird, Jordan, ask him all. Neek, you're going to get dunked on because you're playing against the best in the world. It just happens. Okay? So I wanted to address that because everybody's like,
no, I mean, look.
Give me the W.
I mean, if you're a Hawks fan, I mean, look, the way the sequence went down, yes, 2 points. Oh, and even Neek was like, damn, that was pretty bad. And then, as I said, at least Capella went and took it. Some guys won't even go that far. Some guys won't even step to it. You know what I'm talking about, Carl?
I do.
He got in the arena, tried to make it happen. Either way, come back. We
well,
hit
that's
a three.
What shot blockers do, right. man. They try to.
But I'm glad the Charlotte Hornets announcers can sit there and basically circle blank each other, because later on they kick it out of bounds twice and we win the game.
Yeah. Like I said, go take the L. Hey, let's hear from Brian Snicker on the controversial replay last night. Snick, what happened?
That's why. I mean, I saw we had an angle that I saw he didn't, because I wondered till I saw a certain angle, then I was confirmed my what I thought, that he didn't touch the plate.
By the way, Braves in action tonight. Oscar, you know, is going to get the start. He's going to probably start again this weekend against the Cubs. We told you after that last start that he probably earned one. So he'll start tonight, guys, for the Braves as they take on the Marlins. We'll dive in deeper at 5:40, looking ahead to tonight's matchup. Right now, we're just venting about that BS last night. Meanwhile, Mike, the Masters was pretty incredible. And I don't know if you're playing these Masters groups with your friends and you pick guys that are going to win. I'm wondering, raise your hand if you, Matsuyama, I didn't.
I had him at 50-1 on Bodog. Now, again, Johnny calls me up as soon as the match is over. He's like, you won a 5,000? I bet 10 bucks. But anyway, I won 500. It's better, you know what, it beats a sharp stick in the eye. I just thought, as Schauffele was making those birdies, where were you when Schauffele was making all those birdies? Where were you on the course?
I wasn't. We were back at the VIP tent drinking. Okay. Sorry, bro.
That's all right. I thought you were going to give me like, so I was following Schauffele. No, but so they sit there. When he goes over 15, and do we have the Japanese TV television or radio call, Chris? We'll pull it later. They're literally like, oh, no, because they knew how big it was when he goes over the water, goes over into the water in the pond on 16. I just thought, Carl, he was going to completely gack it at that point.
Yeah.
And then Schauffele, he's got the heat. Schauffele just hit a 7-iron. Hits a 7-iron. He's got a shot. Hits an 8-iron. He goes in the water, and his day is done. Because then he gacks the shot. Because it's a 145-yard shot from the drop area, which is no cakewalk. I hear you. That's the way I was feeling. 500 bucks is 500 bucks, Carl, dude.
Yeah, no matter. He was in my pool, and I did not have him winning this thing. Let's hear from the first Japanese-born player to win the Masters through his interpreter.
Up until now, we haven't had a major champion in Japan. And maybe a lot of golfers or younger golfers, too, thought, well, maybe that's an impossibility. But with me doing it, hopefully that will set an example for them that it is possible.
Unbelievable story. Guys, obviously, Carl, he's won on tour, he's won over in Asia, but he hadn't won in 4 years. So, I mean, it was an impressive win. We'll talk more about it coming up in Yeah Man, No Man and Guy Talk.
All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. Want to give one lucky listener a chance right now. Caller 9 is going to win a pair of tickets to Thriller Fight Club presents Jake Paul versus Ben Askren. You guys have a chance to win right now at 404-741-0929. We're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets. And if you're that lucky winner, the fight is on April 17th, plus you get a two-night hotel stay. You will be contacted by promotion staff to verify your information and coordinate the prize award. But you have that opportunity right now. You want to go see Jake Paul take on Ben Askren? It is Triller Fight Club presenting the fight. Caller 9 at 404-741-0929. Jason Longshore. Now, coming up 4:20, we'll talk to Nate McMillan about the Hawks. They're still on the road, by the way. They'll take on Toronto and then Milwaukee this week. Good weekend for the Hawks, though. Good weekend for the Braves, too. Again, I don't want to take away from the two games that we won and the way that this team is playing, but last night was a buzzkill. And so, you know, that's where we are right now with that huge mistake made by the folks in New York. Jason Longshore, guys, is here. Follow him at Longshoe on Twitter. And he is our soccer analyst. Of course, you hear him on Atlanta United games with our own Mike Conti. And we're getting back to it, man. I mean, listen, CONCACAF, Jason, we got a chance to do something that we haven't really done. I mean, usually we come back from being on the road and we have to make something miraculous happen. We're in a really good spot here, aren't we?
Yeah, it was a good performance for 45 minutes, 11-11, and then it was a tough, gritty performance in the second 45 when you were a man down and you had an 18-year-old goalkeeper in making his full professional debut in Rocco Rios Novo. It was an experience last Tuesday in Costa Rica. Mm. But you've got the one-goal lead. There are a lot of things going on off the field with this that we'll get into with this match tomorrow, but you have the advantage, but it's a slim advantage. You got to come out and take care of business early tomorrow.
You surprised how quickly they kind of coalesced? I know we spoke last week about how, I guess, Emerson Hyman, I guess they didn't know what to make of us because they had no tape on us.
Yeah, I mean, it was brilliant when you get down to it in preseason. Why give anything away? You know, any competitive advantage you can find, you take it. And preseason, there really wasn't much. I mean, one of the funnier things in the pregame interviews that CONCACAF does with the managers was Alajuelense's manager saying, you know, this is going to be really tough. We don't really know what to expect. We know the players, but we haven't seen anything on these guys. And then they asked Gabriel Heinze about that because his interview was later. And he's like, yeah, that would be pretty tough. Yeah.
It's Jason Longshore, guys, talking Atlanta United. Tomorrow's match in Kennesaw. Let me ask you about this club, though, because I saw something somewhere, Jason, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. Prior to losing to us 1-0, they hadn't lost a match in like 25 matches. Was that right?
25 they hadn't lost. Now, it had started to slow down a bit in the last 6 weeks or so. There had been 3 draws and 3 wins in that last span of time. They had drawn their last 3 at home. It's tough for them, and this was something that their manager, Andres Karavich, talked about coming into the match because they are by far the best team in Costa Rica right now, and most teams that play them really can't play with them. So they get very defensive, and they park the bus, and they sit behind the ball, and they just break the game up. The game has no flow to it. And he said a few games before the Atlanta match that it was going to hurt them when they got into international competition, and it showed. I think that first 45, Atlanta was able to up the tempo. They were able to put Alajuelense under pressure and just make it difficult for them. And when you're not used to playing with that intensity and that pace, you struggle. And I thought the first 45, Atlanta was by far the better team.
The good news is, as you said, Brad Guzan goes out. We were all freaking out. Jason Longshore joins us, by the way, on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. I couldn't believe how well the 18-year-old responded. And there were some, I mean, bona fide real saves, right? I mean, this wasn't garden variety stuff, Jason. How impressed were you with the youngster?
He was good. He was good. You want to be a little bit more sure of yourself with the hands, but look, this is the first time you've been in this situation. So, and he wasn't expecting to play in this match. You see that foul, and when you see that play develop where Ezequiel Barco leaves the pass a little short, Brad Guzan's committed, and he has to come out, and he makes the tackle. You know, I don't know if he could have stayed on his feet or not at that point. If you're Rocco Rios Novo sitting on the bench, you're like, wait a minute, I was here to make up the numbers on this trip, and now I got to go in a match that matters in a CONCACAF Champions League and do the job. And I thought he showed a lot of composure, even when it was a little shaky. He made an incredible follow-up save after he spilled one in front that he looked like a guy who had been doing this for a decade. So it's a great start for him. You're going to see him a lot with Atlanta United, too. That's the team he will be with this season. But you might see him again tomorrow because Brad Guzan is suspended for tomorrow's match.
Now, Joseph Martinez was on the bench. He did not start in this last match. Is this part of the plan? They're just going to work him in slowly, or was that part of the strategy and tactics of how we wanted to play this team?
Yeah, it could be a little of both. I mean, you're coming off a knee injury. You have a lot of experience in Lisandro Lopez up top, and he's played in the UEFA Champions League. He's played in the Copa Libertadores. So to have the opportunity to play him and use Joseph off the bench in the match last week, no problem there. He looked good. Joseph has looked fine physically. I think it's just, you know, building back that rhythm for him, just getting touches on the ball, getting in scoring situations. Those are the things you can't really replicate in training and in scrimmages. You just have to get some time under your belt. But physically, he looked fine. He hasn't looked tentative. He's moved pretty crisply. I think he'll be fine. It's just building him back up at a reasonable pace because you want Joseph to be contributing all year long. You want him to build up his strength and build up his match rhythm over some time.
By the way, I got a really cool picture of Jason Longshore on Twitch, Carl. He looks like he could be Jason Statham in a bank heist, in like a heist caper film. They got you with the Tam O'Shanter in the shades. It's a good pick. Hey, man, it is our man Jason Longshore. More on the Braves and everybody's anger coming up, but it's brought to you by Dunkin's Cold Brew featuring cold foam. And, Jason, just to double down on the penalty situation with Guzan, and you said now he's, because of the red card, he can't play in the next match. Is that one where he got with his assistant official, or he got worked by the other team, and eventually that's how it became a red card? Or that was a red card anyway, he just took his time getting there?
It's a red card anyway. Okay. It's definitely a red card. I didn't have any concerns about the red. I was actually surprised when he had the yellow card out initially. There's really no way to know, and you don't have VAR, so VAR didn't get involved in this from a CONCACAF perspective. He could have been talking to his AR and got more information from him while everything's going on. From a mechanic standpoint, as a referee, it looked bad because he had the yellow out initially. Everybody crowds him, then he changes it. It's the right call, though. It was a red all day long in my book. Brad was late. It's denying an obvious goal-scoring opportunity. You have to show the red there.
And the handball faceball, Carl, that we got. If there's VAR, would we still gotten that call? You still think it got some of his hand before it got him right in the face?
It's a tough one because when they showed it live, I thought handball all day long because the hands were up as the defender sliding across. Then you see the first replay, still looks like a handball. Second replay, oh, maybe, I don't know here. And it was about 10 minutes after the incident that they had another angle that looked more like it hit him in the face. So I don't know if they would have got to it fast enough to overrule that one. It's kind of tough. There's been some stills where you can see it does hit him in the face. But if it comes off the hand first or the arm that's extended, it's still a handball. It's just, it's a really tough call. Atlanta gets a little fortunate there, and you take it, because how many times have we seen MLS teams in CONCACAF not get that kind of bang-bang call?
Jason, we haven't talked about this, but what did you think about the club not allowing Miles and George Bello and Brooks Lennon to go to the Olympic team? What did you think about that?
You have to do it. Because you have to not let them go in that situation, because that's three of your four on your starting back line, because this team will usually play a 4-3-3. You're preparing for CONCACAF. This is a club that values international competition. This is a club that's also, you know, kind of getting used to a new manager and a new way of playing. And if you go into competition missing three of your four on the back line, or you get them back the day before your first game after a quarantine period, you're not setting yourself up for success. I was really disappointed with the way U.S. Soccer handled that, because
it made us look
there
bad,
are
right?
lots of – what's that?
They kind of made us look – I mean, made the decision look worse than what it was, right?
100%. They made a spectacle of it when there were other players that were part of the preliminary roster that were not part of the final roster, that we don't know if they just weren't picked or if – the clubs that these players were with said no. Because Conrad De La Fuente, for example, at Barcelona, he didn't go to the senior national team. He didn't go anywhere during that break. Why was he not picked? Brendan Aaronson went with the senior national team. Why didn't he go to Guadalajara? Why is it picking on the Atlanta United decision, which is a decision that a lot of clubs around the world made? Mexico didn't have all of their players who were playing in Europe. That's a common thing in world or Olympic qualifying and youth national team qualifying. Right. So to pick on Atlanta in that, I thought was really disappointing from U.S. Soccer.
And for those who don't remember, some more context, we have a chance to get to the, let's be honest, MLS Finals if they don't run Miles Robinson into the ground after a game for the U.S. national team, correct?
Oh, that's a bad flashback, Mike, but yes, was a fun one.
All right, buddy. So basically, how aggressive, real quick, it's 6 o'clock up at Kennesaw, but how aggressive do you expect Five Stripes to be tomorrow, or do they just kind of play possum?
I think you come out incredibly aggressive because you're facing a team that, according to reports out of Costa Rica, are going to be missing five key players, most of their attacking line, because of situations with visas and coming into the country after coming back from Europe. It's a really involved process I don't know if this is a CONCACAF mistake, if it's an Alajuelense mistake, if it's a Costa Rican Federation mistake, or all of the above, but they won't be at their best. Atlanta has to take advantage of that early, put the game away.
Jason, great job. Follow him at Longshoe on Twitter, brought to you by Dunkin's Cold Brew featuring Cold Foam. Jason Longshore, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon, man. Go. Hopefully, we'll get a win on tomorrow night and move on.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, man. Good stuff. Coming up, guys, NFL Blitz is on the way, including more info on what really happened with an owner and a coach. We talked about it all offseason, and now there's more information coming out. Stay right there.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.